This world that we're in this morning is getting worse and worse every day. Look out all over the world. Got in the car this morning and started to leave home, and as I went through the neighborhood and through the country, I could just seem like I could see nothing but drug problems. Hundreds of young people dying every year. Most of the young people that were little children when I joined the church, I'm talking about it, I'm not named the neighborhood, but in a certain neighborhood, about every single one of them has died from drug overdose. They're gone. Brother and I love you this morning, but we need the grace of God back in our churches. We need a zeal. Brother Junior Ruggles, for our young people. Now, we may think that we've got the remedy and that we can do this or we can do that. I'm telling you that most of what we've done is not working.
It's not working. Who's in the hood?
If it is work this morning, where's the fruit? I don't see it, Brother Terry.
No proof in the pudding, Brother.
There's no proof. But I want you to know that according to the Word of God, that Jesus came here in this world and declared that there is a remedy for sin.
Yes.
I know a man that took young people and children and set them on his knee and blessed them. Yes. And they grew up and they never forgot that, Brother Greg. They cherish that when all of these trials and temptations and when sin came and they had stepped out into sin, they remember what great things Jesus done. We talk about what great things that he's done. Mm-hmm. I would give anything if we could see the hearts of our people turn back to the house of God, Brother Junior, and hear the young people saying, look what great things the Lord has done. Salvation is such a wonderful gift. We ought to be able to live our life today that the drawing power, the spirit and the power of Almighty God would be alive to our people.
Yes, sir.
Brother Fred Ross, just a while back, I was sitting and I had this vision. I saw him after the resurrection, standing there as Christ Jesus. And he spoke to me, and this is what he said. He said, the people of your time. Brother, the people of our time have such a great need. You have need this morning. Has God ever been slack concerning your need, Brother Junior?
No. None whatsoever.
He's not going to be slack to his children this morning or to anybody whosoever will. He's not going to be slack concerning his promise. Mm-hmm. I want to read something here this morning. I know that this may be a little peculiar, but we need what these people did. We need the examples that were set forth in the early church. There's no other foundation.
That's right, no man can lay.
Can be laid. Other than that's already been laid, Jesus Christ.
Being
the chief.
The chief cornerstone and the holy apostle.
Yeah.
Now I want to read here just a minute, if you will, and I want you to listen real close. This is what we need. We don't need to upgrade our system. We don't need to do this or that. And try to manipulate a situation to where it'll better suit us this morning. We need to humble ourselves and look to Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. Then the grace God gives us will have an effect. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's the way I understand it. I'm going to try to read this.
Help me, God. We pray, Heavenly
and we'll
Father.
Read the prayer list and let one of the brothers come and lead us in prayer. This is in the second chapter of the book of Acts. And forgive me this morning. I have a sugar problem, and a lot of the time when I get up in the morning, my vision blurs, and I have a little trouble seeing. So just kind of bear with me. This is the second chapter of Acts, 40th verse. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this toward generation. That ought to be a call in our country, and especially in the house of God this morning. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all they that believed were together and had all things common among them, and sold their possessions and their goods and parted them to every man as every man had need. Now here, first and foremost, we need to abide in the doctrine of Christ and the apostles. Preach the word. But I want you to pay special attention to this, these next two verses. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be said. If you want to see a renewing and a revival and the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit of God, that sounds like a good way to approach it. Is that what they did?
Amen.
Brother Junior, does it take, is there something new today?
No.
The same thing that was established in the early church. That was not just done because it was some type of an organization, but it was done in power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Something had happened to these people that had never happened before.
Absolutely.
Me too.
God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit
had what?
Had moved right down into their soul.
Absolutely, Brother.
They were a brand new creation. Old things passed away, and behold, all things made new. I'll tell you what we need today. We need the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Back in our land and in our country. The Bible says that he would pour out a blessing upon his people if they would humble themselves, that they couldn't contain, and that it would be so strong. And I believe it happened right here, that even the unbeliever would fall down and worship the Lord. I want you to know this morning, we're not just serving a God somewhere in a great vast distance, Brother Junior, but we're made nigh to him by the blood of his precious Son this morning. And if you don't have that blood applied to your soul, you need that more than anything. But I want you to know that it's not just by blood only, but it's by water and blood, by the washing of the water, by the word. I needed to hear the gospel of my salvation preached to me in power.
Yep.
And in demonstration of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I want my children to be where they can hear and to feel the effect of the Holy Ghost today. I want them to realize that salvation's of the Lord.
Amen.
It's not of me, or it's not of the regular Baptist or United.
It's not.
Or whatever you may call yourself here. But it's in power. The kingdom of God is in the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Now when he moves, what happens? Every time he moves, by the grace of Almighty God, he reveals Jesus Christ to the hearts of men quick and powerful, Brother Junior, and sharper than any two-edged sword. And I want to say this. I know this is a little unusual this morning, but I want to say this morning. It's time, and it's high time that this becomes the house of prayer again, not just here, Brother Junior, but throughout our land and our country. We need to let God and the Spirit go forth in our land, and we need to follow him.
Sure we do.
These people couldn't do anything. They were just like we are. They could not do anything. Now, I know that we're not going to get a result, most likely, all over this country just like that.
No.
No, it won't happen.
But I want you to know that this principle that Jesus set forth still works if you will do this. This word you never hear much anymore if you will humble yourself.
Yeah.
And look to Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. I want you born again. I don't want you just to be a number trying to get a church house built up. I want you, for the satisfying of your own soul, mm-hmm. to be in the full assurance of faith that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life.
Sealed our brother.
That's what it's all about, and I want you to have that witness mm-hmm. right down in your soul that the seal, the Holy Spirit, has sealed you until the day of redemption. Mm-hmm. I want you to have that assurance this morning. It doesn't matter how young you are or how old you are. And I want you to know that going outside of the teaching of this is not the answer.
It's destructive.
Your ways
understand,
are not going to work.
To go outside that
yes, sir.
My ways are not going to work. But there is a way today that has worked for nearly 2,000 years.
Still
it's actually worked from the beginning, Brother Turry, and it's God's way.
From the very beginning, Brother.
And I want you to know that if you have this assurance that God is in you,
you in him,
you can be happy. The cross may get heavy sometimes, but I want you to know that there's power. And the resurrection
Amen.
Of the Son of God.
Amen.
God raised him by his own glory, did he not? And I want you to know that it's real. People get thinking, well, it's just the same old when we go to church. One time, there's no doubt in my mind that people had the same thoughts. They didn't understand the resurrection. No doubt in my mind, out of the goodness of their heart and as humble and heartbroken, they got up and went out to the tomb to dress Jesus. Same old thing. Same sorrow and same heartache when our loved ones die and leave this world. But when they got out there that morning, something changed. Jesus was raised by the glory of God, and he walked here upon the earth and ate with them and talked with them. And he stood on the Mount of Olives one day, and a cloud received him up out of their sight. And there they stood, gazing, and the angels said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing? This same Jesus that you have seen ascend, he's going to come again in like manner."
Yeah.
How is that, Brother Greg? He's going to come in power and great glory. And every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess the name of Jesus.
Certainly is.
To the glory of God. Do you want the full assurance of Christ being in you and you being made a brand new creature? Do you want that when you lay down at night, and do you want it when you get up in the morning?
I
wanted that and still want that today. About 30 years ago, I wanted it more than even my own life here in this world. And I want you to know that it's real.
You can have.
Don't get in this rut of ever the same old thing. It's the same old thing once a month, month after month after month. The Spirit of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, Brother Fred. It's quickening and powerful. It makes you alive.
What is
does
it,
not?
Brother? Yeah, tell them, help the Lord.
You must be born again.
That's your line.
Born from above.
Born from above, yeah.
Born from above. Just like the Spirit came down into Mary's little life, he can come down into yours.
Yes, sir.
And he'll accomplish his will just according to the way it pleases him.
Yeah.
And everything in your life, in your family, and throughout the land, things that are eternal, will be all right.
Yes.
When he works, none can hinder.
Yes.
And when he hinders, none can hinder.
Yep.
So let's be faithful to the calling.
Yes.
By the grace of Almighty God. And let's stand in the principles, not on our opinion, but let's stand in the principles with an humble heart. And let's look to Jesus. Brother, one of these days we're going to leave here. And I don't, it's not so much how, what kind of legacy that I'm going to leave behind. It's not going to be about what great things that Hurley Short did or Brother Junior Ruggles did. What they're going to remember is what great things he did.
Amen.
What the Spirit has done and bore witness to in your life, Brother Fred, are the things that really matter. Is that right?
That's what I remember of the old brother.
That's the testimony.
The power that they preached with.
That's the testimony. That we hold. And I want you to know, everybody else in this world may take that for granted, but that still means more to me than anything in this world. It's not anything other than what great things he's done.
Everyone in the power of the
I don't know. He's worthy to be honored above every name that's named. He is the beginning and the end. He's everything to every one of us.
Yeah.
We're bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And brethren, how beautiful it is when the body of Christ shines forth. We just got one glory. And it's the glory of the Son of God. He said, my glory I leave among you, that men may believe that I've come. He said, Father, I've declared thy name and will declare it. He's still declaring it today.
Amen.
That the Lord wherein thou hast loved me, that it may be in them and I in them. If you don't have that this morning, you're the most miserable man that there is.
No peace without it.
I want you to know that there you can really be born again. You can really have the full assurance of Christ. In you, you're everything. Is that right, Brother John Bolden, or not?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. Oh, I'm telling you. Left home with a burden this morning, but I want you to know this morning that my heart is free this morning, that I feel like if that little dove could flutter this morning, I could leave here satisfied now. I want you to know that this world is not my home. And my hope is not only in this world. My hope is in the Son of God today. Paul wrote, the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Where does that leave you? That leaves me a winner. That leaves me a winner not on what great things I've done or how I stand or what I might say or do, but it makes me a winner because I believed upon the Son of God.
Yep.
Oh, my, my, my. How rich the children of God are this morning. I want you to remember this. When you go home, read for yourself. Take time and read the second chapter of the book of Acts. The same thing that God worked in the beginning, it'll work today if we'll humble ourselves.